Kyrgyzstan's parliamentary election report card. International observers say the country has potential but needs improvement.
The main assessment is that yesterday's parliamentary elections were competitive. Fundamental freedoms were generally respected during the campaign, and the authorities displayed the political will to ensure clean elections. However, strict enforcement of subsequent measures led to candidates campaigning with caution.
Most polling stations were well organized and the day was peaceful, but voter engagement was low. The next parliament will be less diverse and have fewer women. And significant vote counting problems, opposition parties say, are signs of government fraud. The country's Security Council secretary blamed crashes on technical glitches, possibly hackers. If the government cannot secure servers, said one opposition leader, how can it hope to secure the country?
Do you intend on carrying out more rallies? Will you bring more protesters to the street? Or will you debate these results within the halls of government?
We don't have other forms of protesting. Of course, we will appeal to our courts, but we have no trust in them. That's why we and our citizens only have the option to conduct a rally. It is our constitutional right. We don't have any intentions to act radically because we are still demanding things that are written in the law.
Far from conceding, those who lost are planting the seeds of distrust in both automated and manual vote counting.
The rally here today was peaceful, small, and short, but it's only the first day after elections, and if these rallies continue, if they get bigger, if they spread, that could become a problem. That could take Kyrgyzstan down a familiar path.
Political dialogue in this country can unravel quickly and spill out into the streets. But heated debate, a vocal opposition, protesters raising flags instead of fists, all still so far hallmarks of democracy. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Bishkek.